Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. Although most schools are just getting back in session, it's time for area juniors and seniors to start thinking about if and where they will go to college in the next few years. Will it be a large public university, a private college, or a tech school? Will it be somewhere close to home or miles away? What type of culture will be most beneficial to education as well as personal growth? There are so many factors that can influence the decision, and students should take advantage of every open house and recruiting event that they can to be sure that they're making the right one for themselves. Rushan McDonald of 3815 Media Management Company is joining me this morning to talk about a huge event that will be happening at Winston-Salem State University and why your students don't want to miss this opportunity. Good morning, Mr. McDonald.
Good morning. Happy to be on the call. Happy to have talk about HBCU College Day.
Let's start with a little bit of background on yourself and your success story.
Well, you know, I am my degree is in mathematics. A lot of people don't know that because they look at my resume. They see a lot of celebrities, see a lot of TV shows. And how does a mathematician become a sitcom writer, become a manager of superstar talent and produce television shows and run a production company? It's because I've taken advantage of what education provided me. I went to college, and that college opened so many doors for me, and that's what I'm trying to do now with so many young people. I always tell them, just try college. Give college or university a try, because the options are so vast, and the people you meet are so engaging and can change your life.
Now, you didn't grow up in a fancy neighborhood, and you could have easily gone a different direction with your future. What motivated you to pursue your dreams and push past those perceived limitations?
Well, absolutely. I'm originally from Houston, Texas. I grew up in a neighborhood called Fifth Ward, which is a neighborhood that's being gentrified right now. But back in the day, it was very far. It was what everyone calls the hood, the neglected community where, you know, you don't get many property taxes. So the school education isn't really at the highest level. You know, crime may be a little bit higher than normal. And so so the police presence was always guarded in those type of neighborhoods when you grow up in. And my family moved me to another neighborhood when I was like in the sixth grade, to Shadydale. And that neighborhood opened up my eyes because I had teachers who saw the talents that God had blessed me with. And with those talents, they pushed me. They mentored me. I didn't understand the word mentoring back then, which is such a popular word back then. But people mentored me all my life. They always saw a gift that I had and made sure that I didn't sell myself short, made sure I didn't waste the talents that were available to me or the options that were available to me. So I am a person who is a recipient of a lot of people believing in me and a lot of hard work.
So to the kids who might be listening, if your teachers tell you they see some potential, they see that you've got something, listen to them.
I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you, Charlie. I didn't want to listen. I resisted. I did not want to. In fact, I didn't even study. I was just a gifted young man. I didn't study that much in high school. I graduated at the top of my class. And the reason I say that, because when I graduated from University of Houston, which is located in Houston, Texas, it's a predominantly white institution. And my degree, like I said earlier, mathematics, my minor is in sociology. And I graduated, and it was an honors degree when I was a sociologist. I had a 4.0 in sociology as a minor. And so I had to retake English when I went there because I didn't understand English as a curriculum in college. So you have to put in the work. And so if I would have listened to my teachers, when they were telling me and trying to tell me how to write, telling me about my potential, I would not have had to do that. I have that experience, but it taught me a valuable lesson about putting in the work and also allowing the results of your work to benefit you as you try to move forward, setting your dreams and building your dreams.
Rashawn, deciding if and where to go to college is huge, and it can be very difficult for many kids. I mean, usually they're only like 16 or 17 years old when they have to decide this. So when you were deciding to attend the University of Houston, what factors influenced you to make that choice?
Can I tell you this honestly, Charlie? I didn't want to go to college. My goal, when I was 15 years old, my father was a truck driver. So he gave me a job when I was 15 years old on one of his trucking routes, and he worked for Leeway Motor Freight at the time. And they hired me, and I was so enamored with the guys who drove the forklifts. I wanted to be a forklift driver. And so when I graduated from high school, despite all this drive of my teachers and telling me that I was special, that I was unique, graduated with honors, I graduated from high school and got a job as a forklift driver. That's what I wanted to do. That's why it's important that the people who influence you, how much power they can have over you. And you may not realize that. That's why it's important to always push young people beyond their own personal goals. Because my goal when I was coming out of high school, despite all the success that was around me academically, I left high school and got a job as a forklift driver. And how I got in college was that I originally considered going to Southern University in Baton Rouge. I went down there for the pre-enrollment, and I realized that it reminded me so much of my high school, which was Forest Brook Senior High School. The mascot was a Jaguar in high school. The mascot was a Jaguar at Southern. The colors were blue and gold at Southern. The colors were blue and gold in high school. I just felt like I was reliving my high school experience, so I didn't want to go to Southern. So here I was driving a forklift. And so I unfortunately broke a guy's hand when I dropped a box on it, and they fired me.
That's how
I
love that.
Unfortunately, his physical physical wound, I should say, that I created, an injury that I created, caused me to be reshaped and reshifted out of a job that I wanted so badly. And my teacher, unbeknownst to me, had admitted me to the University of Houston. And that's how I got into the University of Houston. It wasn't because I actively pursued it. It was somebody saw something more in me than I saw in myself. And that's how I got into the University of Houston. And some could say the rest is history. No, it was not, because it took me 7 years to graduate from the University of Houston.
Well, so maybe you should take some other factors into consideration before choosing a college.
First of all, you should also understand that there's no timeline for success. And so many people they put pressure on themselves about, you know, oh, I need to get it done now. And that's when it gets into goal setting. That's when it gets into being responsible about your life. And my whole life is tied to goal setting and time management. I am considered an expert at time management. I am considered an expert at goal setting and accomplishing my goals and resetting my goals to achieve new levels, because I don't sit back on my laurels. And when I accomplish something, I move forward. And sometimes people might say, well, you know, you don't get the chance to cherish your success. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But you can't move forward and be successful unless you continue to reset your goals. And they're reset every 90 days in my world.
I'm speaking with Rashawn McDonald of 3815 Media Management Company. And yes, those are things you've got to consider before you choose a school. I mean, what are your goals? What are your strengths? Where would you like to end up in your life? And also for students of color, there's another factor to consider: if they should choose an HBCU school.
Yes.
So tell me about historically Black colleges and universities. How many are there? What makes them fit into that category?
Well, first of all, there are 107 HBCUs around the country. And if you notice, they're in the southeastern part of the country, predominantly, because of racial discrimination, because of Jim Crow laws. Blacks weren't allowed to go to school. Blacks weren't allowed to seek higher education. So HBCUs were created. They meet all the needs of students of economic backgrounds, especially low-income students who are academically unprepared for college. So HBCUs are for everybody. But let me shape that correctly. HBCUs also have ACT and SAT requirements. HBCUs already also recruit tier one students. And so HBCUs get a knock, I think, because of the fact that people know about the marching bands, people know about the Black experience, but they don't know about the academic success stories of HBCUs. And that's why I'm really pushing that mandate right now, because of the fact that 25% of the African Americans who graduate in college degrees, period, in the STEM programs, they come from HBCUs. And a lot of people don't know that. And that's just one of the numbers that I wanted to come on your show to talk about, because it's important for people to start selling the academic success and the potential of attending an HBCU and how it can positively affect your income and your academic success.
In what ways do you think HBCUs are different than other traditional universities?
Well, there are people like you. You see people like you on, and that's what I didn't see. My experience at University of Houston was not a negative one. I was vice president of student body. Like I said, I was an honor student. I graduated with a math and degree. I'm an honored alumni of the University of Houston. But at an HBCU, the ability to be able to, as they say, go to an experience where you don't feel like you're different, where you don't feel like you're misstepped in the population. And that can happen at a predominantly white institution. And if you want to go to somewhere where you feel in a much smaller class loads, class sizes, and also an experience is where a lot of predominantly white institutions can be like, for instance, my school I went to had 35,000 students. That's a lot of students where, you know, the class sizes of predominantly white, of HBCUs or school sizes of HBCUs don't get that big. And it allows for a much more friendlier, a much more, I want to use this word, and I don't want to use it in a bad way, more of a neighbor or a community feel where everybody is responsible for everybody, everybody helps each other. And that's the atmosphere that's created at HBCUs. And that's why there's such a loyalty for people who attend HBCUs and try to get their students or their kids to also create legacy by going to HBCUs.
I'm speaking with Rashawn McDonald of 3815 Media Management Company. Rashawn, you are a champion of historically Black colleges and universities. You want to get more students at these schools. So you have taken the step to create a huge event, the HBCU College Day Tour. Tell me about that.
Well, first of all, let's talk about because I'm excited now, Charlie. You talk about why, because this is about all high school juniors and seniors can come there. Also, young adults who have not made a decision with their lives can come to the HBCU College Day Tour, which is on the campus of Winston-Salem University. It's Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'll be there hosting, by the way. And we'll have speakers. We have panelists. We have a musical DJ, my man DJ Mars. I'm bringing him up from Atlanta. He'll be spinning music from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We also will have schools there, HBCU schools there. The Air Force will be there. So we are offering three-tier opportunities there. We're offering military careers. We're offering corporate job opportunities. And we're also having the ability to register on the spot and apply for scholarships to attend an HBCU. That is what HBCU College Day is all about, because it's about producing excellence. Let me just share you with some numbers that I want to just talk very slowly so people can understand that HBCUs, people who attend or graduate from HBCUs can really brag. HBCUs graduate 70% of the Black dentists. HBCUs graduate 80% of the Black judges. HBCUs graduate 70% of the Black doctors. HBCUs graduate 50% of the Black lawyers. HBCUs graduate 18% of the Black Fortune 500 CEOs. HBCUs graduate 40% of the black engineers. HBCUs graduate 50% of the black public school teachers, and HBCUs graduate 40% of the black members of Congress. That is why I'm championing HBCUs, because information like this, Charlie, people are not aware of. And if parents knew this and if students knew this, then they would see the value of going to a school and going and walking the halls and being talked with by people who look like them and who believe in them, will give them the opportunity to be corporately successful and academically successful in their lives. This is amazing. HBCUs do produce black excellence.
And this day is to get that message out there and to help the kids, you know, come and see what is going on here, what you can be a part of. This happens on Saturday, September 18th, right here at a great HBCU, Winston-Salem Absolutely. State University. Mm-hmm. And this is a free event.
Absolutely free. Let's get that out loud. F-R-E-E, free. You can go to HBCUawards.com. That's HBCUawards.com and register today. And you can also, you'll find out who's all going to be there from a corporate standpoint. You also will find out the HBCUs that are going to be there on the spot, accepting reservations, accepting applications. You also find out that the Air Force will be there, the Air National Guard will be there, the Air Force Reserve will be there, the ROTC will be there, and also we'll have food vendors out there. Like I said, there will be a stage. We'll be providing water. It's going to be an amazing event. I got my man from Pelican Snowball. He'll be over there with his truck. He contacted me this week, said, Rashawn, I'm going to be over there. Man, I'm just a couple of miles down the road. I definitely want to be a part of the HBCU College Day. And that's what I want. I want the entire city of, and the state of North Carolina, but the entire city of Winston-Salem to get excited about this, because we are coming there to change lives. And guess what? This is not a one-off. We will be back next year. But what was important to this is that COVID, let's go back to 2020, what COVID did for black education, black youth. You know, last year in 2020, a lot of black kids could not take ACT testing, SAT testing. It limited opportunities to the type of schools they can go to. Like I stated earlier, you know, not all HBCUs or any colleges in general will accept you unless you have an ACT or an SAT test score. So I'm just trying to get with some fun and some levity, because I wanted to feel like it's an experience. You don't have to wear your suit down there. You can come casual. We understand COVID-19 is out there. We will have facial masks. We'll have hand sanitizers. We'll also be social distancing. So we'll be very much aware of that. It's going on. We'll be next to the football stadium on the giant parking lot. So we'll be spaced out, and we're following the instructions of the school. And they told us how far the booths had to be set up. And so everybody can feel comfortable. The parents can come there and realize that we have the not only best academic interest for their children, but also the best, you know, physical and health interest for their children as well. So it's from 10 a.m. to 6. Get there at 10, stay all day and have a good time. And like I said, we have panel speakers. The NFL will be there. They'll be, the National Football League will be providing speakers. And some of the speakers will be former NFL players who attended HBCU. So we have military speakers. We have, of course, academic dignitary speakers. So it's going to be an amazing experience. The mayor's office of Winston-Salem is very much aware of this. And I believe they're going to give us a proclamation for HBCU College Day on the campus of Winston-Salem University, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on September 18th.
I know you've talked to some Winston-Salem State alumni who may possibly make an appearance that day, some celebrity appearances. Just never know who might pop up, but everyone in attendance, everyone there at the booths, they all share in your excitement of spreading the message that amazing opportunities can come your way as an HBCU graduate.
We will have some dignitaries, some celebrities, former athletes, and that's why I took it upon myself, Charlie, to host this event. I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that this is about them, for them, and so they can be successful in their lives. And if we don't step up, and COVID's not going to go away. COVID-19's not going to go away. I'm double vaccinated. I probably will be taking the booster shot when it comes out. And that's why I want to make sure that if somebody comes out to the event, it's an outdoor event. I want to emphasize that as well. That if you don't have a mask, we'll give you a mask. You don't have a hand sanitizer, we'll give you hand sanitizer. We want to make sure that people arrive there and leave there as healthy as possible based on the conditions.
And is this event specifically for students of color, or do you invite everyone to attend?
Everybody. If you notice that HBCUs are not restricted, they were built or created because of racial segregation, racial discrimination, Jim Crow laws. But HBCUs have never denied people because of their gender, of their race, or color. So this is open to everybody. If anybody's listening to me right now, please come out. Please come out there and see that this is an amazing school that you can achieve academic success in, and also change your life as well as the lives in your family by attending an HBCU. Like I said, just go to HBCUawards.com and register today, and just go there just to see the site and see what we're talking about. Because we have a lot of videos on HBCU Awards. It talks about the HBCU experience. You get to see all the colleges, all 107 of them that are located under our directory. You click a link and it'll take you to the website of each individual school. So we try to do a lot, and there's a lot going on, and we're trying to squeeze a lot in at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's why I'm letting everybody know about the website, so they can kind of like get a clear understanding of what we're trying to do prior to getting there. And when they get there, they just share in the HBCU experience on the campus of Winston-Salem State University.
Rashawn, I do want to reiterate something you just said. This event is open to everyone. I think a lot of people have the misunderstanding that HBCU universities are only open to Black students, but that is not true at all.
Absolutely. And like, you know, everybody can read into something by a title, you know, and titles can sometimes make us, set a situation that really doesn't explain the range of opportunity. The range of opportunity here and having this interview on your station and you being interviewed by you is a blessing to me, because I'm talking about sharing an opportunity that a lot of people, because of COVID-19, what's making the headlines nowadays is, you know, if it's not Afghanistan, if it's not people dying or it's people in the hospital of COVID-19, that's what's dominating. But what should be dominating our headlines is getting these kids back in school, getting these kids out of school, getting them in jobs, and then becoming great tax-paying citizens. And that's what HBCUs are doing.
Now, it's important to note that your child may just be starting their junior year in high school, or heck, they could be sophomores, but it's never too early to start thinking about what college they'll attend, is it?
No, absolutely. Don't be like Rashawn McDonald, okay? Come on, Charlie. I'm not an example. I am not the example of how you go to college, but I am an example of what college can do for you if you open your eyes and take advantage of the opportunities by attending. And so because of all these schools, whether you're interested in medicine or nurse or engineering or all these things, that's the whole purpose of HBCU College Fair, College Day, because you're out there, if you're interested in engineering, you're going to meet people that can get you in that direction. If you're interested in the military career, you're going to be interested in medicine, academia, as far as education. All these degree platforms will be discussed by these different universities, and all of them will be there just to give you an opportunity to walk from booth to booth. If you go to one booth or Winston-Salem booth, you can go to another booth just to get an experience of how they want to, the academics that will be a degree opportunity that are being offered at their school and how you can take advantage of it. So come with an open mind, but also come with an opportunity that you can change your life by attending an HBCU.
What final words would you like to share with our audience about the HBCU College Day Tour and HBCU schools?
Well, this is the middle stop of three stops of the HBCU, because we start in Montgomery, Alabama, the Alabama State University, and we on September 11th, and we end September 25th in Atlanta, Georgia, Clark Atlanta University. The purpose of this tour is for not only just students, high school students in the local regional area of Winston-Salem. I'm trying to get all the students from the state of North Carolina to be aware of what we're trying to do. It is free. And we're asking the parents to take the time. We're asking the students to tell their parents about it so they can come down there and just see an experience. It's free. It's free. There are no, if you go to the website and you put your information in there, it is not some $9.99 sign going to suddenly pop up and grab all your personal information. No. This is my brand. If you Google me, Rashawn McDonald, you'll see how credible I am as far as my career, the credible people that I've managed in my career. You see the clients on my website who are all Fortune 500 companies. And that's what I want to say, really, Charlie, let people know, because in this day and age of scams, these day and age of, it can't be that good. Yes, this is the truth. I'm personally engaging individuals to come on board to be a part of HBCU College Day Tour that's stopping September 18th on the campus of Winston-Salem State University, the home of Stephen A. Smith, my boy. But not only that, it's the home of academic opportunities. And we're going to bring on not just students, not just Winston-Salem State would be there, but other HBCUs from Alabama, from Georgia will also be there. So we get a nice variety of HBCUs to discuss your academic future.
This is fantastic. And once again, will you give that website where they can find out more information?
HBCUawards.com. Go there right now. And I want you to crash it. I want you to tell somebody, crash it. Oh, I couldn't get in because it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. Well, guess what? That's the whole purpose of getting on this radio show right now, is to create excitement. And if my mom used to always tell me, if you got to work hard for it, that means that it was something worth doing. And that's what I want you to do. You're not going to graduate overnight by attending any college. You're especially not going to do one attending an HBCU. It's going to change your life. It's going to allow you to mature, but it's also going to put you on course to be a successful person in your life. And that's what I want to get out. And that's what I want to promote about HBCU College Day.
Rushon McDonald of 3815 Media, thank you so much for your time this morning. And we hope there's an amazing turnout on September 18th. At the HBCU College Day Tour at Winston-Salem State University. Go Rams!
I appreciate you. Thank you, Charlie.
Once again, that website to register and find out more information about the HBCU College Day Tour is HBCUawards.com. I'm Charlie, and this is Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.